Well, I'm joined by the St. Jonan's manager, Ewan O'Donnell. You're a happy man.
Happy man indeed, yeah. Yeah, relieved.
Obviously, a huge performance. So before we talk about what it means for the club, but talk to me about the game. Really difficult conditions.
Very atrocious conditions. We found out yesterday there was a yellow wind warning, and we knew it was going to be already a tough game into even tougher game because of the conditions, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And obviously, first half you played the wind. I'm not sure if you won the advantage or whether Setanta handed it to you, but...
No, I think Setanta, both of us were our plan was to play against the wind, and Setanta the same thing, to try and hold out the opposition until we get the relief in the second half. But no, we lost that advantage and we couldn't capitalize on it though.
Yeah. You know, it was obviously it's understandable, you hadn't played many games, it's been a long time since you've been out 1-1 to a point up at the first water break.
That's right.
Reasonably happy you had come into it, and then you went 1-4 to a point up and you were in a good enough position then.
But Setanta are a good side. They worked the ball up the wings, and one or two frees went against us, and a kind of a sloppy enough goal, and Hurling turns very quickly.
Yeah, 2 points in at half time. You must be extremely worried.
We were worried at that stage, absolutely. We thought we didn't capitalise on the advantage, the wind advantage that we should have, but we just told the boys just to keep running at them and controlling the ball. Now Setanta came into it, and they actually went ahead, didn't they?
Yeah.
And at the third water break, or the second water, everybody was kind of worried, and the crowd was worried, except our own boys. They did not panic, and they just kept running and drawing the freeze or just working the ball in.
And Paul O'Donnell worked the oracle. Most people would have gone for a point there.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to ask him what he was going for, because it worked out in the end, you know.
But the ball went straight to the net.
With a bit of deflection.
Took a deflection, and obviously you went 4 up then, and still Setanta refused to surrender.
Absolutely, this is the caliber of the team we're up against. You know, they never lie down, and that's always the sign of a good team, and that's what Setanta are. You know,
You had a lot of big performances out there. A lot of your big men performed out.
Absolutely,
Cormac Finn big time in the second half.
Absolutely.
Randall in the first half was outstanding. Paul O'Donnell, Ocean Randall, freeze.
Yeah.
Peter Kelly.
Yeah.
James Kelly. You know, they all came into the game. Russell Ford.
Yes, they all came into it more and more. It's just they got the grips with the conditions. The slippy and the windy conditions that were, even the hand pass was difficult in those conditions with the wind swirling around. But absolutely, Cormac led as captain from the front. Yeah. You know, but demonstrating what had to be done, and he led by. That,
how important was it, or how significant is it that you've added this now to the senior championship?
Well, those boys probably don't give a hoot about the other championships that the club have won. This is their team, and they're happy that they won their championship. And that's what's has motivated this crew more than anything else.
It looks like there's plenty of players coming through.
There is, and I want to add that about the under 21 championship has nearly become more important with the minor going back to under 17. So like, some of these boys don't have a proper championship for 2 or 3 years, so it's become really important, this championship.
So, and it rounds off, I know it's the early in 2022, but it rounds off 21.
It rounds off,
full house, everything. You know, senior championship in hurling, senior championship in football, a reserve championship in football, under 21 championship in football,
and the ladies as well.
Yeah. So, fantastic.
Yeah. It's a fantastic year for the club, and we couldn't have done as well to the club support, from the top table all the way to the bottom. Is pure support for us and for all the teams that play in that. You know, it's not just the one team.